Good evening. Speaking for Catherine Rogers. Good evening. My name is Catherine Rogers. I am a New Hampshire representative who lives here in Concord. I am speaking out in favor of this project because of my constituents. As a state legislator, I work to balance the sometimes competing interests of issues like this. Two areas in which we all agree is that a number of older power plants retiring and going offline requires this conversation. And if we don't embrace projects like this, we will not make any progress in lowering electric rates, which remain among the highest in the country. My constituents tell me their electric bills are way too high. Many of the people I represent are low-income families who struggle with their monthly payments. They need help. I also have heard from businesses who tell me their utility costs are too expensive. They need relief too. We can't forget about these folks. Eversource has repeatedly explained this project is estimated to lower residential electric rates by 5%. Businesses are in line to save substantially more. That is on top of the $80 million in property tax revenue to the communities along the route you cited. Those are real savings for the community, the people who live in our community, and I can't ignore that type of savings. In addition, as a representative of a working class neighborhood, I have heard from many people who celebrate the fact that this proposal means well over 1,000 jobs, with training opportunities available to actually participate in the economic benefits of Northern Pass in direct ways. Some of my constituents are members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and they are clear and unanimous in their unwavering support for this project and the jobs that would be created by allowing it to proceed. This project has become demonized by many in this debate, and I feel like we have lost sight of why we are talking about Northern Pass. Are there 77 new towers going up to sustain the line? Yes. There are also 122 poles that are being relocated to lessen impact and visibility. So there is positive response based on resident feedback. And I keep coming back to this reality. Every inch of this line through this area is in a utility right-of-way, which was designed many decades ago to be the acceptable pathway for power lines. Perhaps there are ways to keep lowering the heights, but if we want new energy resources, we have to be willing to connect them. I'm not saying I wholeheartedly and enthusiastically endorse every detail of this project, but I know major progress when I see it. And I know a proposal that resolves constituent concerns when I see it, and this does both. What I see is a plan that will lower electric rates, provide new jobs, and it will produce clean energy that can actually take a bite out of our carbon footprint. These are good things. I fear that absolutes in this debate, that all in or nothing sentiment jeopardizes the many benefits a project like this can bring to New Hampshire. I urge the member of the Site Evaluation Committee to find the common ground to move this project forward so our state can enjoy the benefits it would bring. Thank you.